Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
It's astounding what's happened. There's only one piece of good news. My son lives out here and his wife. They got a notification yesterday their home was probably burned to the ground. Today, it appears that it may be still standing. We're not sure. But the good news is I'm a great-grandfather as of today. I was granddaughter. 10-pound, 4-ounce baby girl, a baby boy. I remember this day for a lot of wrong reasons.
It's hard to ask the question right now as to whether or not, you know, we are asking you on our YouTube poll, is the size and scope of the LA fires a result of government mismanagement? But when you see the guy who's at the top come in and be so tone deaf in the moment, does government have a fingerprint at all on how catastrophic all of this has been? Let's ask our friend Tyrus about it.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, you know him as a regular on Gutfeld. He's a Fox News contributor. He's an author. He hosts Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick. The resume is long, but he also comes to us on the Annie Fry Show. Tyrus, Happy New Year. Good to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
When you're watching the coverage of these fires, my understanding is you probably know that area pretty well.
Yeah, I lived in Altadena, worked there for a long time. I'm a little worried about. There's a lot of foster homes and group homes in that area, and I know they don't get a lot of press coverage. So
yeah.
I'm concerned with some of the places I used to work and if the kids in placement over there, you know, because that was kind of the last stop for a lot of them. So with the homes going the way they are, it's a little troubling. But I think, again, it just goes back to another blue city with completely qualified people who are given jobs based on who they go in the bedroom with, completely not prepared because they spend all their time with DEI and parades and not doing what's needed to be doing, cutting budget for ridiculous spending. And then now we're in a situation where they ran out of water in some cases, we're hearing. Or they had opportunities, and President Trump has been very vocal about California. And it's not like wildfires are new,
yeah.
You know, and the fact that they're not, that they just don't do anything. And Governor Newsom's a joke. He should resign. The mayor should resign. The fire chief should be fired on the spot. Again, New Orleans, same thing. Chicago, same thing, where they're never, ever, everything's a soft target because they live in these fake realities where they think having parades and honoring diversity has anything to do with the job at hand. Your job, you know, your mayor cuts the budget by, what, $17 million? And she had the best answer ever. Stared off into space.
Yeah.
That sums it all up. That's all we need to know. Then we had the great quote. We had the great answer in New Orleans where we had a plan. The terrorist just, he beat it. And that's not leadership. You know, that's the passing the buck. She didn't have anyone to blame. That's why she was quiet. So, that's the sad part about these blue city officials. They're completely unqualified, given positions to people based on, again, the DUI stuff. And great, you have a diverse group of incompetents. Now, listen, there was a time when in my community, you know, they would be, well, we're going to hire the first black. This, but in our own community, we're like, we don't want a black idiot doing the job. We want the best and brightest. And if it happens that individual is black, great, awesome. But if not, if the best, most qualified person to do the job of fire chief happens to be Asian person, great. I don't care. I just want to be able to put out a fire.
Yeah.
You know, to be in a neighbor, to be in an area where wildfires this time of year are a thing. It's not a made-up construct. It is a thing. And the best that you could come up with was, well, you know, we're working on diversity. To be a firefighter, you have to pass physical tests. You have to do things. That's why it seems to be more men are interested in doing that job statistically. It's not a sexist thing. And it's just ridiculous to where you're going to do, lower the standards, you know, just like they lowered the standards to give you the job. It just makes everybody weaker. And we're seeing the result of it. And it's, again, there's no coincidence. When you see the leadership, it's the same story. It's the same people who are given jobs based on everything else but qualifications. And it's literally the most un-American thing that you could possibly do, in my opinion. Yeah.
Spot on, Tyrus, joining us right now. You're the perfect person to ask this question to, because I opened up my show talking about, you know, the revelation of where the water is going and why it's going where it's going. And the whole country is learning about smelt today and yesterday evening. But there is a way to care about your environment, to preserve your environment, about nature. You love nature. You care about animals very passionately.
I'm avid. Yeah, I raise fish.
The left cares more about those animals than they care about humans, though. And
no,
they've been doing that for 40
years. They don't care about the animals.
Okay.
That's the joke. They care about the funding that goes to that. They care about the charities that are set up for this stuff, for the lobbyists who get money. Like,
they care about themselves.
At its finest. No, they don't. And if you told them, like, what does it look like, they'd look at you like they were crazy. It sounds good. It's just like the Green New Deal, complete fraud. They didn't care about the polar bears. According to them, there would be not any polar bears left on the planet. Here's the thing about Mother Nature. When you are specially designed for a certain environment, the environment's going to change, and there's nothing that the tree huggers can do about it. And if you're a small fish in a desert area, you might not make it. That's how it works. In a lot of cases, they evolve and switch, and some die out. That's the side of it. That's one of the ugly things of civilization going. But here's the thing. It didn't work. So all the effort was about kickbacks and lobbyists. It had nothing to do with smelt, because their little plan with the smelt didn't work anyways. But what they did do was they put an endangered species as someone living in the hills of California. That's what they did do. And their answers are laughable. It's always blaming somebody else. And now it's, well, these, you know, you have to understand, these fire hydrants aren't really designed for this. And especially not when you cut the budget the way you did. Especially not when you refuse to let California use.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Use natural water resources, ice melting from mountains. You were bragging about all the dams you stopped and tore down. Like, you just don't get it. Like, it's laughable, and these people are going to continue to do this. I don't understand what it's going to take for the people of California, the people of Chicago, New Orleans, to realize that the left that they read, that they grew up with, is not the left anymore. It's these progressive people. It's a money grab, and they put unqualified people in positions as favors. Also, it takes the eyes off them. I couldn't possibly look at the mayor of New Orleans. I couldn't possibly be misappropriating funds. Look at all the people of diversity I put in jobs. Like, it's a virtue signaling front. And now it's come home to roost, and we had a terrorist who just basically made a right-hand turn against their plan. And California is burning down, literally. Southern California is burning to the point where it's going to be decades. And their answer is, well, you know, it's kind of on the people. And, well, because they don't have – they're trying to find someone to blame. And this is where the American voter has to smarten up. Yeah. And this is why people are leaving California. This is why people are leaving New York. This is why people are leaving Chicago. Because they're like, I don't think the general public gets it.
Yeah.
But maybe because this is going to affect a higher end of Californians, people with money that are losing, you know, their houses, their mansions. And, you know, let's think about all the livestock and all the horses and animals that have been burnt up, and people have lost their way of lives. The schools have been burnt down. Maybe this will wake up California.
Tyrus, in the wake of great catastrophe, I thought it was a blessing to watch you on the Five after the New Orleans scenario happened, because it was good to hear your straight talk. I think what I hear you saying right now is that the people in these areas need to wake up to reality.
They got
to
wake up.
Is that going to happen?
Well, this is your reality.
Will they do it?
I don't know. You know that, because usually the progressives in these blue cities. Usually they luck out, and only their bad policies hurt the bottom of the socio and economic. So it's the poor people that get screwed. And their attitude is like, well, it's not us, it's racism. But that's their go-to. I mean, that's exactly how they do it. Here's the situation now, is to where it's hurting the celebrities that they need endorsements from. It's hurting the people that cut the checks to them. So maybe in California, now that, you know, it's Armageddon, basically, there. I saw the pictures of the planes flying in from LAX. Maybe all those executive producers and all those people are no longer like, hey, and those CEOs who live up there and those big-time stars who live up there, maybe they'll start caring about what's going on in their state, and they'll do something about it. They'll stop supporting. They'll come out and be like, we just need someone to get the job done, qualify. We don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. It's just that they need to get the job done. We need to get actual firefighters to be the chiefs, people who know how to run the business. Let's get a police chief that actually spent time in the SWAT team. You know, let's start getting people that are qualified, that are, can handle in wartime situations. And when I say war, I'm not in terms of like a massive, something bad happens and they have the skill set and the experience to plan ahead, to be like, hey, if our little barrier things aren't working, I've got two warehouses full of portable ones. All you got to do is wheel them out and put the wheels down in New Orleans. Somebody who actually has common knowledge is qualified to do the job. And stop making America such a soft target. It's sad. All this is preventable. Wildfires are a part of California, but there is management, and this is blatant mismanagement. And I'd love to see where the funding went.
Yeah. Yes, it's exactly what you were saying, too, about New Orleans. I think that's a great question that needs to be asked. Tyrus, Happy New Year to you. I hate talking about these types of things with you, but this is going to be a good year, and we're grateful that you're going to come along with us on the ride. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Take care. Tyrus is a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor. His book, you can check out, Nuff Said, and just Tyrus, two books that he has had. You should check them out. They're great, great reads. If you're looking to read more in 2025, start with those books. And he will, in just Tyrus, the first one that he wrote, he talks about living in California. He's lived everywhere. He's got a lot of experience with these communities. So he has a very firsthand experience of what it's like to exist in these places. And I think it's a very interesting perspective because it's a real one. And that's, again, that's what I feel like 2025 is. It's the year of real. We're getting back to what is real. If you listen to that clip yesterday that we played from Charlemagne, who was like, Donald Trump showed me that you don't have to do any of this political speak nonsense. You can just say stuff. It can bother some people and it can still cut through and reach people. And he said that was what his lesson learned from Donald Trump was. The people are going to start looking at what's real. And it's to me, the weirdest part about a new mentality of being able to, this is crazy. Brace yourself. Live publicly in reality. The ability to embrace what is real with no fear. Once you start peeling back those layers of things that we've all been doing to try to stay out of fights and not offend people for so long. Once you get to be, I really hate this phrase, but your authentic self. That's what we've been, the authentic self phrasing really came out of something that was ironically kind of woke. People wanted to be who they were without having any fear. And in doing so, they made people who were unlike them and maybe like you have to go cower and live in fear if you wanted to be deemed a reasonable person. You don't have to do that anymore. And that doesn't mean you have to come out and be an a-hole about anything, of course. But it's time to start living and dealing in a world of reality because you can't fix real problems with faux reality solutions. Because you get what you're getting right now in California where you look at, you have to ask yourself, okay, what's the problem? Let's identify the problem. Wild, out of control fires with no water in a desert land. My children could know those details and assess the situation to be problematic. If you know that's the case, then the question is, the people who are in charge that have access to the dramatic amount of dollars that they take away from the taxpayers, what is their priority? Ask yourself that of every single elected official that serves you. What is your priority? And if those priorities are out of order, and I don't care if they're an R or a D or an I or an L or whatever it might be, if those priorities are out of order, make it known, push them and pressure them in a diplomatic way to get their priorities in order. And if that doesn't happen, replace them frequently. Let's speak with Congressman Mike Boss when we come back, Illinois' 12th District Representative. He's going to talk to us about the House of Representatives. Will it be effective? We've watched the House be not as effective, I think, as you would like to see a Republican majority handle their business. It's a different game with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. What has this Congress done so far? The Lake and Riley Act, among other things. And what is on deck here for the near future? Congressman Boss next.
Get more at 971talk.com.